Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Your name is a big, big part of your identity. But for those in the LGBTQIA plus community, it can be difficult when your true name isn't used for everyday things like banking. MasterCard has come up with something that it calls the true name feature. And BMO recently became the first Canadian financial institution to launch a true name card. And what it lets you do is personalize your first name on this particular BMO credit card or debit card. And it really is a big, big step for people for whom this is really important. To talk about it, I am joined by Jennifer Douglas, head of North American Retail and Small Business Payments. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Of the many topics we cover, this one is personal to me. I have a young kid. They are non-binary. They have changed their name. And while they aren't getting a credit card anytime soon, if I have anything to say about it, because they're 12, at some point, this will be really important for them. Tell me first about the problem for this community that this card is trying to solve.
Sure. Well, you know, Bruce, BMO is a proud ally and supporter of the 2S LGBTQ plus community. And we really do encourage everyone to live their authentic lives. And so the problem that we're trying to solve here is really to allow better alignment between the customer's physical card product and the identity that they're presenting. Because what we've learned is that that situation can cause, a lot of negative experiences for people when that happens. And so, you know, I'll tell you, we've actually done some research with our partner MasterCard, and it said that when somebody uses an ID with a name or gender that did not match their presentation, it can result in feelings of anxiousness, embarrassment, frustration. And it actually, like, one in two that we surveyed said they actually personally experienced that. And in addition, 43% of those that identify as transgender have been verbally harassed. Mm. So that's really the problem that we're trying to solve.
And it's a practical one. I mean, we were crossing the border and I had to remind my kid that they needed to speak the name on their passport. It would just lead to a whole bunch of other challenges if this was the moment in which we talked about the name change. Now, this is fairly easy to do in a classroom where there's an opportunity for you to say the name I like to be called. And then the teacher will say, I'll call you whatever name you want. Very different in financial services. How hard was this for MasterCard and BMO to pull off?
To be honest, once we figured out that, you know, this was a problem that we definitely wanted to solve, it wasn't that hard. It was technology, right? Mm. And then just making sure that everybody in BMO understood, you know, how we were going to execute it and then how we wanted to explain to customers. So it was something that quickly became a priority. We were happy to be the first bank in Canada to launch it, just over a month ago.
You probably had to think through a lot of hypothetical questions and what if scenarios. And I'm sure there were lots of people who had questions. They might have agreed to the principle, but they had questions about it. One of the things that I pulled out of the FAQ was that the name cannot be fictitious, humorous, or profane. Tell us about what you were trying to account for in terms of how some people who probably weren't members of this community might try and use that card.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, one of the things we thought of right away is we did have to put in some guidelines. So when our customers are calling in, or so they can either call in or they can visit our branches in order to make this change on their card. But we wanted to give our employees some guidelines to make sure that, you know, we were sticking to the true, spirit of what this was trying to solve. So we gave the BMO employees some guidelines to say, yeah, you know, it can't be like a swear word or can't be a fictitious name like Batman or Cinderella, but, you know, we really want it to be, you know, someone's authentic preferred name, especially for people that are in the transgender or non-binary community who really want to use that preferred name. So in the end, I think it's common sense, just making sure that, you know, they're putting on an authentic name on the card plastic.
You surprised me to say that it wasn't that significant a change once you decided to do it. It is a significant change in a lot of other places in people's life, like the driver's license, like the passport. Those can take much more time. So what happens if someone hasn't legally changed their name on those documents and they're asked to provide supplementary identification to transact?
Right. So that's something that I'm glad you brought up, Bruce. So to use true name on and change your name on the card, you don't have to have legally changed your name. But, you know, we're in a complex, the payments industry is a complex environment. And so just because we've allowed people to put the preferred name on the card doesn't mean that the rest of our society has. And so, you know, a couple things. We like, for example, if the customer is going to use the card, say, doing online shopping, they will most likely in the near future have to continue putting in their legal name mm-hmm. when they're doing the purchase. You know, when they're and when usually when people are showing ID, they do need to show photo ID. So the credit card is usually just a backup. So I would just suggest that people, you know, have their passport or their driver's license as well, just for those situations.
And can, if the vendor is saying, I can't accept this, these two things are different. Can they call BMO and say, wait a sec, what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We have that in the FAQs that if there is a bit of a, you know, confusion going on, they can, the customer can absolutely call the phone number on the back of the card. And we have a flag on our system. So our employees will be able to validate, yep, there's the legal name and then there's the preferred name. So, that, and to your point, those are just some of the things we had to think through because, you know, this was a new path that we were forging.
How's it linked to credit score? I mean, there is so much, importance around that score and, your online, you know, financial identity. It affects so many different things. Was that a tough thing to reconcile, or was it solved by technology, as you say?
Well, usually when we use the credit score, it's mainly when the customer is applying for the card. Mm. So if a customer is applying for a card brand new, we're going to still be using the same high standards that we use to validate customers' identities. You know, like we'll we'll have to use their legal name during that process. But once they're authenticated, then they're fine to change their name to the preferred name. And so the credit score that we would pull as part of the application process would be, you know, used with their legal name as we were going through the application process.
And then same the other way, that you would report those on-time payments back to the bureaus using a name that is recognized by all their financial institutions.
Exactly. So for the people that do decide to use true name, we've got to realize that in some situations we still do need to, you know, use their legal name. And I hope in the future that changes, but in the meantime, you know, we'll keep both. And we just hope that we're making the lives of some of these folks easier and, you know, having less harassment in their day to day.
Do you have an example? Have you been privileged enough to hear directly from a consumer who has had an opportunity to receive a true name card in the mail? Because I can imagine for the recipient of that card, it would be more emotional than the typical arrival of a credit card in the mailbox. Do they talk about how it has affected their life?
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard, you know, we've had testimonials from people who have been in tears, to be honest, because it has helped them so much. We've had people who have said, you know, they were hesitant to go into stores and buy things because it was an awkward situation when the store, like, you know, there was one example of somebody who was transitioning and they were in the process. And of course, you know, getting questioned by a store clerk, you know, why the names are different and they're calling themselves one name versus their credit card, you know, it's awkward and embarrassing. So, you know, to the people being in tears and being so appreciative that we have done this, saying that it's really changed their lives. It just makes us know that it's the right thing to do.
It's great. It's great. Jennifer, thank you for your time today. And thank you for your leadership on bringing this product to the marketplace. I get pitched hundreds and hundreds of products a year. 99% of them make no difference to the world. And this is the exception.
Well, thank you. I'm just so happy that we could do this. And thanks for letting us come on here and get the message out.
That's great. Thanks very much. Jennifer Douglas, head of North American Retail and Small Business Payments at BMO. She's here to talk about the True Name feature on this particular MasterCard that allows folks to put their true name on their card.